Well, Taiwan has cut ties with Kiribati and is immediately closing its embassy in the tiny Pacific nation as it continues to lose diplomatic support from Pacific countries. It comes just days after Solomon Islands ended diplomatic relations with Taiwan in favour of Beijing, and it's another diplomatic win for China ahead of the 70th anniversary of the Declaration of the People's Republic on the 1st of October. Melissa Clark is our foreign affairs reporter. She joins me. Mel, is this Taiwan getting in before Kiribati jumped?
That does seem to be the case because we are expecting Kiribati to make that position clear. And in the meantime, the Taiwanese foreign minister has announced that they will be closing their embassy in Kiribati, as well as cutting ties effective immediate from Kiribati altogether. Now, in anticipation of this, the opposition raised some of their concerns about shifting from Taiwan to China and what that might mean in terms of the potential for debt trap diplomacy and what that might mean around values. Here's Kiribati opposition MP, Mr. England Iuta.
We're worried about what is rumoured happening in Vanuatu and at the same time in Sri Lanka and the other countries in Africa. And there is no freedom in China. We're only about the money. We're only talking about the money. That's what we're worried about. We're too cheap to be setting off.
The money, well, that's two Pacific Island nations to make the switch this week, Mel. What's the enticement for the island states? Is it about money?
Well, there's certainly plenty of rumours flying around without confirmation at this stage, but also somewhat pushed forward by the Taiwanese that China has offered Kiribati a lot of financial support for new commercial planes and ferries. But look, when it comes to the Solomon Islands, it's clear that money was certainly a key part of it. We've had a statement released from Manasa Sagavare, the Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands, and he makes it clear that his country needs financial support for infrastructure and that it would be, as he puts it, irresponsible to isolate a global player that was willing to assist in that development. So he's made it very clear that that kind of financial support is something they can't afford to turn down.
Is this the start of a domino effect, do you think? Are there others expected to follow?
There's certainly a lot of pressure. China is hoping to woo more countries over. There are now only 15 countries left that officially recognise Taiwan. Four of those are Pacific nations. Notably, the Marshall Islands and Palau have both made statements in recent times, making it clear that they still have strong and robust connections with Taiwan. We've heard less from Nauru and Tuvalu, who are the other two of the four Pacific nations still backing Taiwan.
Mel Clark, thanks very much. Melissa is our foreign affairs reporter.